Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, post-game wrap time. Dwayne Kuiper, Mike Kruko, John Miller, Dave Fleming will be back on Monday. And we had a beautiful day yesterday and a nice win for the Giants. And what did they do today? They duplicated it. But they did it in a different way. Their starter gets knocked out, and their bullpen comes through, and they get one huge hit.
You know, I think we've said this several times the last couple of years, is this generation of player guesses more than any other generation of players, simply because they have more information. And for the most part, the information comes from before the game. It comes in printed format. You get data that says this is what this guy throws, this is what he'll throw in certain situations, and this is what you're going to look for. And guys do that. They guess in two strike counts now more than we've ever seen, ever. But then you go back and you say, what is the essence of this game? It's the guys that play the game and have a feel for the game. And Brandon Crawford had it at bat. He watched the inning evolve. Ben Bowden, lefty with the Rockies, was pitching, and Bowden's got four pitches. He got a really good changeup. Well, he wasn't getting the changeup call. There was about three changeups in the sequence where he had walked a couple of guys, and he was these changeups just were not getting called by John Lipka, the plate umpire. So with two men on and the Giants down in this game by two, Crawford gets into a situation where he works the count 3-1. And he knows that Bowden cannot walk him. You cannot have a runner. You can't walk a guy over to third base with one out. You can't do it. He had to challenge. He couldn't rely on that changeup, so he was going to get a fastball. And he throws a 3-1 fastball, and Crawford just misses it. And now here's the kicker. It's 3-2 count. Again, Crawford, who's in his 10th year at the big league level, he knows this guy's got three or four pitches, but he also knows that he can't trust him in this situation. He has to throw a strike. What is the one pitch that he's going to rely on to throw a strike? Fastball. Crawford sits on it 3-2. He comes at him down and in, and he jumps on the fastball and knocks it out of the ballpark. Three-run home run, difference in the game. And that, to me, is what a 10-year veteran that's a baseball player can create without data, just watching the game, knowing the situation. And I thought that was the biggest thing in this game. It was beautiful. I loved it.
Well, I love the way you you told that in real time as it was happening too. You talked about how in the mind of the pitcher right now, he knows he cannot afford to walk him. He's got to go right after. So it was almost like you could see it coming. And so you were in the mind of the pitcher and Brandon Crawford's mind all at the same time. It was kind of cool. So anyway, so that's and it's just great seeing Crawford get it going now. He had the road trip. He hit a home run on the road trip, but he didn't have many other hits. And now they're back home, and none of the left-handed hitters have been hitting. And so now, little by little, with Crawford leading the way, they're all getting some hits now. Dickerson, another big one today. Yaz didn't get any hits today, but he crushed a ball and had a great first trip to the plate with getting a walk finally, coaxing a walk. And that's nice to see, because you know these guys are going to hit. They've been doing it. So that's just been the thing that's been missing so far. So anyway, nice to be home. And, I mean, it sounded like there were 40,000 people here when Crawford hit that home run.
It's wonderful.
This place erupted. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that maybe when it's full, it's not loud enough.
Yeah.
Because when it's like 6,000, it's really loud.
Yeah.
But anyway, we know that that's not true because we've witnessed so many moments where the crowd has been absolutely fantastic. But I think what I enjoyed out of this is I always hate it when the Giants lose and they out-hit the other team. It's like the line score always looks wrong. And today it was just reversed, where the Giants had 5 hits, the Rockies had 9. But it gives you an idea what happens with walks and then a home run, how that can change everything. And that's exactly what happened. It's the second game in a row now where the walks have really done the Rockies in.
Yeah, they lead the major leagues in issuing walks, and they really haunted today. But you know what? Look, if you're getting 7 free passes like they got today, you got to do something with it. And to their credit, they did it yesterday, and they did it again today.
Yeah. All right, we'll pick our players when we come back. Back here at Oracle Park, where the Giants are winners 4-3 over the Rockies, time to pick a player. And I don't know who's going first.
John, lead us out.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
All right, well, I mean, there certainly are some great candidates, but I'm going with Buster Posey on a day when he never had a hit, never got the ball out of the infield. And he did the things that you come to expect, not just calling the game and handling the pitching staff, getting some strikes on balls that maybe another catcher might not get, because Buster always rates very highly in that regard. But specifically, he's my guy, because I think there were two moments in this game where things could have gotten out of hand in a hurry right away in the first inning, when Hampson led off with a walk against Logan Webb, and he throws out Hampson was 4-for-4 in stolen base attempts. This guy is one of the fastest runners in the league. And Buster just made a perfect throw. It could not have been better, right to the corner of the bag, low and right there. And how big was it? All their big hitters are coming up next. Now you got one out, nobody on. And McMahon hits the next pitch for a base hit. And then you got Story, then Charlie Blackmon, and all those guys coming up. So it did not get out of hand with that great throw by Buster. Then in the sixth inning, it was the same scenario again. Berger just in from the bullpen. And he's only pitched 2/3 of an inning so far this year. So, and Berger, you always think of as a strike throw, but he walks the first guy, Tapia, the left-handed hitter. And then Tapia takes off. And I think you pointed it out on the telecast, Mike. You timed him. It was not a quick delivery by Berger. He had a big leg kick. So the Tapia seemed to get the jump, but Buster made another perfect throw, just unbelievable throw. Tapia just couldn't believe that he was thrown out because he got the jump. And Buster did that twice. And Berger, you know, Berger, he was looking shaky up to that point. And all of a sudden, one out, nobody on, no problem. He seemed to take a deep breath and was just fine after that. So to me, those are two huge moments in a one-run game. On great throws. Buster looked like he was 10 years younger making those throws. Maybe that health with his lower body, I think that's helping him with his throwing too, because
I totally believe that.
The throwing is just fantastic.
I totally believe that. Great pick. Right, you know, it was a 1.4 release from Berger. Every tenth of a second gives a runner, every tenth of a second that it takes you as a pitcher to get rid of the ball, it gives that runner 3 feet. So 1.4 seconds, that gives him an additional 4.5 feet. That's a horrible job of holding that runner on. And through all that, Buster throws him out. That's a great pick, John. I love that pick.
He was a weapon today. Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to take Tyler Rogers. McGee got the save. Maranta was great in the seventh, but Rogers got the beef. And he gives up a hit to Story to open up the inning. But then in long at-bats with Blackmon, long at-bats with Crone, and a long at-bat with Tapia, and he retires those three, so I'll take Tyler Rogers.
Yeah, good pick. That bullpen was good, but that was the moment when he went through the heart of that lineup. Good call. Okay, well, I'm going to go with Crawford. Second day in a row, he has had a situation basically set up by way of the base on balls, and he cashed in again. But this one really had everything to do with experience, his mind, and his commitment. It was a very intelligent at-bat, and it was the difference in the game. So Brandon Crawford is my guy.
Good pick. All right. Then we're going to also make him the player of the game, sponsored by Top Dot Solar. Strike out your electricity bill by going solar. Get started today with no money down. Visit top.solar.com. That's top.solar.com. I feel like in an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
I know, the birds have just rocketed into this ball. I miss these birds. They got something to eat.
You know what? Great. I missed them too, but they can go away anytime. All right. Time now for What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Well, one more game in this series. It's always tough to sweep a team, and it'll be tough tomorrow to try to sweep this Rockies team. And they're going to send out Anthony Discofani, who really pitched well in his last start.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this start. I mean, he's really won me over. I mean, what we've seen from him is a really nice command of two types of fastball and mid-90s velocity. And his curveball is legit. I'm a bit disappointed because he's not getting a chance to pitch against the Reds, who come in here on Monday, as Discofani was with the Reds last year. I think that would have been an interesting matchup. But, look, they've already assured themselves they've won another series against a divisional rival and a chance for a sweep at home to start this home season off. They're playing good ball right now. They're catching the ball. They're pitching well, and they're taking advantage of the few opportunities that they have. And it's showing up in the win column.
All right, and they'll be facing Germán Márquez, who you could say that, he's their best guy.
He's tough.
He's good.
I think two or three of the best games he's ever pitched as a big leaguer, he pitched right here.
Yep.
I mean, he likes pitching here.
Yes, he does.
Another day game, and we'll see that left-handed hitting lineup back out there tomorrow for Gabe Kapler. That's What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. What's next for you? Well, heading to test drive the completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the new truck of the future. John's got highlights right after this.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.